little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
We're going to quickly revisit whether we've met everybody's agenda. Maybe each one of you could tell me what your thoughts are, what the lessons coming out of this session would be on each of these bullet points. Brevity was something that was near to Katie's heart, I believe.
Mm. Yeah, just saying something involving it in your consultation in a time-efficient manner.
Yeah. So, what aspects of what we've done today work for brevity?
Like you say, if you're going to use the tools, know your tools, because you're going to look like a tool yourself.
Nice schmuck.
If you don't. And actually, have it not just agenda setting for your problem list, but actually kind of having a clear pathway as to what you're gonna, how you're gonna discuss the management as well. Because like you say, if you're all over the place and then you don't make a very clear instruction of your shared decision making. But I also really liked your example of the physio. I'm so gonna involve that. Mm-hmm. So many times I just say, yeah, physio, and it's like a bit of a how to end the consult. Oh, yeah, physio.
Yeah.
And it's a really good example because people so often come and they say, oh, I went to physio and they did nothing.
Yeah.
And they had such a different expectation as to what the physio was. So I'd never thought about that before. And I think
we're going to manage other people's time much more effectively. The patients, for sure. The physios, for sure, with the reduced DNA rate, presumably, with doing this more effectively.
But also, try and think of it as a metaphor for all the other things that we do without sufficiently calculating or checking that the patient knows what the treatment is about.
I like the way that you say, in the essence of, I'm not going to fix you. We're going to do this together. It's not about you going off and deciding and doing it. It's not about me making you better, but to do it together.
Yeah.
So it's a partnership, not just in the decision, but the forward management as well.
Yeah.
And I like that kind of approach.
Stephen, your thoughts when it comes to talking about what you wanted out of the session?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are things that I got out of it that didn't necessarily come in wanting out of it. And certainly it was more to do with trying to, how do I fit this into a 10-minute consultation? I think realistically, it would be difficult, if I'm honest. I think it's about trying to, particularly with, the good thing about general practice is that you're really having to make a decision straight away unless someone's acutely unwell. And certainly in scenarios where you have patients who've got a low mood, who you're going to be following up anyway, I think I've realised that I don't necessarily have to do everything all at the initial consultation, and perhaps sometimes it's useful to just gather the information firsthand and then say, well, I'm going to see you in a week's time, maybe we can start talking about options there. So maybe that's how I'm going to use this. I quite like your sort of preemptive strike approach. Mm-hmm. I think it's, it just avoids the sort of clunkiness that can occur when you're trying to find out what the patient wants. But also I think the other thing is I'm always guilty of perhaps talking too much and checking understanding and checking what actually they know is quite useful, and just avoids me having to ramble if I've read it all on Google or I'm not really interested.
Yeah.
You know, then it just avoids
you. Yeah. So for the sake of the recording, the preemptive strike is all about I've got two or three ideas that might work for you, but before we talk about those options, can I just check, did you have any preferred or any ideas that you thought would work for you first? Yeah. So rather than make yourself look as if you don't have any insight into what could be done for this problem, is signposting that you've got something that you want to say, but you're going to give them a chance first. Thanks, Stephen. Is there anything else?
Yes.
Ben?
Yeah, the map. Mm-hmm. So the map and the territory. But actually, out of the whole thing, there was that valuable moment of how you reacted to that emotional patient. And so thank you for that. That was really useful. See what you say. I'm feeling pushed into a corner. And I need to just think more about that. And there is some sort of, I don't know, transactional analysis stuff about just, because I've had that feedback before when too easily too easily pick involve yourself too easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be able to sort of step back and go, gosh, that makes me feel like this, and
mm-hmm.
putting it back in the middle somewhere. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was the most valuable bit. Further learning needs, yeah, I need to use that website.
Sure.
I think most of it, so writing the options down and giving that to the patient and then working on it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, you know, it's not our duty, I mean, our duty is to give them the information and then in the end it's for them to make a well-informed decision rather than taking the stress among, you know, amongst themselves thinking it's our job.
Mm.
Yeah, and the shared, just the options, different ways of giving options.
I think I've learned quite a lot, actually. It's made me think quite differently about how I would approach scenarios and perhaps how I could improve. So the different use of body language and even language, using words like we,
mm-hmm.
Although it seems quite obvious now, but it's just,
mm-hmm.
I think you kind of get into your own habit of how you consult. And I think often for me, particularly when I have like time pressures and I'm still, I guess, fairly new to this. A lot of the time in those situations, this kind of stuff just goes out the window a little bit for me. It's not at the forefront of my mind, but I think I'm going to try and maybe just have some days where I focus on this and try and see how I can kind of incorporate that into consulting.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.